Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everyone. For those of you who were on the Dr. Pat Show the last hour, you heard me talking about the fact that today we're going to be talking a little bit about wheat. So I want to thank you for joining me with my Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. And my question that I have for you today is this: is wheat driving you crazy? Because there are some pretty dramatic and unexpected health issues that are related to wheat. And so I thought it would be great for us to talk about those today. Today, I am going to give you the phone number right away because I'm hoping that you'll call in with some of your questions. The number is 800-930-2819. Or if you're listening live, you can send me a message on the instant feedback. But today, I really want to be able to help a lot of you understand a bit more about gluten and its dramatic effects in all of our lives. Even if you're not gluten intolerant or have celiac disease, and by the way, May is Celiac Awareness Month. So I want you to understand that wheat can crop its ugly head up in gluten in crazy ways that you would never have expected. And so I'd like to give you a little information about that. In fact, gluten sensitivity or a reaction to gluten is responsible for things like tied to hypertension, unstable cholesterol, especially high LDL numbers, the low density lipos, because those are the bad guys, the bad cholesterol. Seizure disorders, ADD, ADHD, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, neurological disorders like MS, ALS, things, Parkinson's disease. And honestly, it's really associated with bipolar disorder. Can you imagine? The wheat we usually think of as kind of the staff of life. And, you know, our society really revolves around wheat in all kinds of forms, everything from bread and muffins and cakes and pastries. We kind of look at that as normal. There's also hydrolyzed wheat protein in our shampoos, in some medications and vitamins and supplements. And it's also in hair conditioners and lotions and in lots of packaged foods. So the starch in wheat, the gluten in wheat is responsible, is identifiable in almost everything we have around us. So, this is why we can become so overloaded by it, because it's in so many things. And this gluten is actually the protein in wheat that causes it to be really elastic. So if you've ever baked a loaf of bread or seen bought one of those frozen loaves of bread and then you put it in a pan and bake it, you know that bread is, before it's cooked, is really sticky and elastic. And the higher the gluten content, the more sticky and the more elastic the bread is. And so it's that sticky, elastic quality about wheat that causes it to rise and form a structure. It's, I think I explained in an earlier call that it's like the scaffolding of a building. It's you know, it's the thing that the air pocket, that the air creates steam. The water creates steam and the air pockets fluff up and cause things to rise when you cook, you know, when you bake with gluten. When you're cooking with gluten, it will make things like gravies and sauces, you know, become thick and silky. So this is why it's used so widely in so many things. But that same elastic, sticky protein of gluten can actually build up an elastic, sticky mess inside your gut, inside your intestinal tract, and keep you from absorbing minerals and vitamins and other nutrients from our food. It can keep you from assimilating anything that you're eating or lots of the components of what you're eating and create lots of problems. So there have been so many, many, many studies done recently that the awareness of gluten and the awareness of celiac disease has come to kind of a critical mass. We're starting to see gluten-free products everywhere. We're seeing all kinds of people become aware that this is really a problem. And so I really want to help you today because I know that if you have recently been diagnosed with a gluten sensitivity or a gluten intolerance, it can be very, very daunting to start this new lifestyle, this new gluten-free lifestyle. If you have, if you suspect that you have a gluten intolerance and you've been sick and you can't really get a definitive answer from your doctor, I have some resources for places where you can get better testing and which kinds of tests to look for. And if you've been on a gluten diet for a while and you just feel like it's more than you can bear, these are the things that I want to help you with today. I want to help you figure out where you can get started, how you can identify whether or not what the symptoms that you're experiencing have anything or much to do with the gluten sensitivity or an absolute allergy or intolerance. So there are all kinds of levels. You can be just mildly sensitive to it, and that's simply because wheat has much more gluten in it than it did 50 or 100 years ago. It has many, many, many times more a percentage of gluten in it, about 10 times more gluten than it did just a few years ago. And so the overload of all of this gluten can make you just a little sensitive to it. So you might be one of those lucky few who's able to just cut out wheat and still be able to eat related products like oats and rye and spelt and things like that. Or you may have gone a little bit further and you're into this really sensitive stage where any exposure really bothers you and you have some serious side effects from it. Or it could be a step even further where you actually have celiac disease, which is a very serious disease. And so anywhere along that spectrum, I am here to help you and to kind of help you identify some of the issues that come along with it. So we're going to take a short break here in just a minute. And when we come back, what we're going to do is talk about some of these unusual disease processes or symptoms that people are having and the fact that they've actually been tied in studies to gluten intolerance and people just don't know it. And I'm going to be giving you some resources of some folks that you can talk to, some resources that are internet resources and some labs and some things like that. So I do want to make sure that, again, you have a way to contact me. So the phone number here is 800-930-2819. Or you can type a little question into the instant feedback and I'll be able to help you. So many of you know that I have a blog called OMG, That's Allergy Free. And the way you find it is omgallergyfree.com. And on this blog, I post lots of information about all kinds of allergies, not just gluten. Because normally, if someone has a gluten intolerance, they also will have a dairy intolerance. And I've talked about this on some earlier shows, how these things kind of get started. But I do want to to make sure that you understand that there are all different kinds of levels of this. So in just a minute here, we'll be back. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the topic, is wheat driving you crazy? So we'll be talking about these dramatic and unexpected health issues that are related to wheat when we come back. So we're going to take a quick break now. And when we come back, I'll start taking some calls. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the question, is wheat driving you crazy? We're going to be talking about some dramatic and unexpected health issues that are related to wheat and gluten. And we're doing this because May is Celiac Awareness Month. So I want to be sure that you have the phone number, because today, you know, I want to take any of your questions and kind of help you through this maze of gluten-free living and all of your questions about gluten sensitivity and gluten intolerance and celiac disease and what's the difference. And also, I'd like to give away to the fifth person who calls in or sends us a message a copy of my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free, to help you on your road to better eating. So here's the number. It's 800-930-2819. Or if you're listening on your computer and you want to send, just type us a little message, you can put it in the instant feedback area and I will get it. So today, again, I'm talking about gluten sensitivity and the differences between gluten sensitivity and a gluten allergy and celiac disease. So this, it's like I said before the break, it's a little bit of a progression, and different people who have wheat or gluten issues can fall in a lot of categories. You can just be a little sensitive to gluten because you have been overexposed from all of the areas that gluten exists in our life, and because wheat has been hybridized so that it contains so much more gluten than it did just a couple of decades ago. And so you can be in that category where you're just a little bit sensitive, or you can be up in the next category where you've actually become intolerant or allergic to gluten. And a few weeks ago, I did a show on that. So if you're interested, you could go back in the archives and look at that, where I really underscored and delineated out all the ways that people become sensitive to foods or become allergic to foods. And I actually like those shows. Those are my fun shows. And then there is this category where gluten sensitivity has gotten to a point where it's created an autoimmune disease. And actually these called celiac disease. And so celiac disease as an autoimmune generally is part of a family history or a genetic trait to have some sensitivity to gluten, and then it's progressed until you actually have a disease that's kind of really impairing and sometimes actually destroying your intestinal tract. So it's a very serious disease. And the one thing I want to remind you about, if you have an allergy to any kind of food, and today we're particularly talking about gluten, and or you have celiac disease, one molecule of that gluten can start the whole inflammatory reaction and upset. So it becomes really important to take care of cross-contamination, to make sure that the foods that you're eating really are gluten-free. Now, sometimes celiac disease has gotten, you know, kind of advanced to the point where it's a really great idea to take a complete break from grains. And while we were not on air, but, you know, we were kind of chatting during commercial breaks, Dr. Pat asked me what I knew about the paleo diet. And I know lots of people who have gluten issues are kind of turning to the paleo diet. And a paleo diet would be kind of that hunter-gatherer diet where you're avoiding all sugar, all grains, and kind of concentrating on a more meat or fish-heavy, lots of fats, good fats like coconut oil and those kinds of things. And eating basically vegetables. So I've actually had kind of a my blog has been sort of along that line since the beginning of the year. I did 100 days of fun with real food because I wanted to give people these options and to understand why some of these foods can cause such an inflammatory response. And it is the actual way that grains break down into sugars that will create the same kind of inflammatory response. So if you're in a particularly bad situation in your in terms of being gluten insensitive, any grain can actually create a little more inflammation. So in order to get yourself back to even keel, to get yourself back into a place in your digestive system that you can handle non-glutinous grains, it's a really good idea to take a break from them completely for a while. And it's actually nowadays, it's pretty easy to do. For instance, on my blog back in February, because it was part of my Valentine's Day week menu, I made rice, cilantro lime rice, but I didn't use grains. I actually used cauliflower to make this dish that tastes exactly like cilantro lime rice. It was really delicious. So there are ways for you to enjoy some things that Dr. Pat talked in the last hour about, a really yummy salad I posted the other day that uses cucumbers, and you use a vegetable peeler and make these long strips. You can do the similar things with zucchini to create a pasta, or you can use spaghetti squash. You know, there's a number of ways that you can go to avoid any kind of gluten contamination or grains altogether. So if your diet is really beginning to drive you crazy because you're looking for substitutes, you're looking for things that you can use that, but you're still feeling bad, some of the reason for that is that a lot of gluten-free substitutions, like gluten-free flours and gluten-free cookies and gluten-free cake mixes and those kinds of things, while they're really great as a special celebration, you want to be really careful about them, because many of them I kind of jokingly refer to as being the nutritional equivalent of a Twinkie. And you know, in your regular life, if you ate a lot of Twinkies, you wouldn't be healthy. So if you're trying to avoid gluten and you're eating those things as substitutions for cookies and muffins and cakes and bagels and all those things, you're really not doing your body a service, because you're not feeding it the nutrition that it needs. It's okay to have some of those things on occasion. It's just not a good idea to have them as a regular part of your daily diet. And I know that makes things a little tricky. So you'll find things on my blog of making tacos with lettuce wraps and things like that that are delicious. The food is so great that you don't actually miss the wheat-laden, the gluten-laden things so much, nor do you really miss some of these gluten-free options. And then you can save them for special treats, like I said. So, it is my goal in my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free, and on my blog page, OMG, That's Allergy Free, or omgallergyfree.com, to help you make your way through these things, to help you understand how to make some substitutions, to give you really great ideas, to give you recipes, to make your life a little easier. Because I am not going to sugarcoat this. I know that going gluten-free is really, it can be really difficult. It can be stressful. And the kind of double-edged sword that you're in is that when you're under more stress, it really creates a much bigger problem in you digesting your food properly anyway. So we need to find a way for you to get through all of this switch over without feeling the intense stress. And so that's why I'm trying, I work to do my best to give you some great options to help you through this kind of, period of transition. Now, I want you to know that there are really amazing sites out on the, blogs and internet sites where you can find a lot of good recipes and a lot of good information. And so the one I want to talk about right now is the Gluten-Free Society. Dr. Peter Osborne is a chiropractor in the Houston, Texas area. And he has a Facebook page and a blog, and he posts lots and lots of really good information on the real scientific things about celiac disease and gluten intolerance, gluten sensitivity. He's a very, very, very good resource for you. And so I would highly recommend that you look him up. Again, it's Gluten Free Society. And the doctor who has that is a Dr. Peter Osborne. And one of the things that I reposted from some information I got from him that you can find on January 1st of 2012 on my blog is some information on how to identify better testing for gluten sensitivity, because many people will have gluten sensitivity, but the testing is so inadequate, the lab testing, that you will show up as not really being gluten sensitive. So I would highly recommend that you go to my January 1st, 2012 post on omgallergyfree.com to get some more information about these lab tests, these serum lab tests and genetic tests for gluten sensitivity. In fact, the genetic test is really the only one that's clearly definitive in terms of whether or not you are actually have celiac disease or are gluten intolerant or just gluten sensitive. So again, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about whether or not wheat's actually driving you crazy and some of the other things that go along with wheat. And we're going to take a quick break now. And when we come back, I'm going to be taking more of your calls and instant messages. So stay tuned and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, thanks for staying with me. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I've asked the question, is weed driving you crazy? And we're talking about some dramatic and rather unexpected health issues that are related to wheat and wheat gluten. And we're doing that because May is Celiac Awareness Month. And so I wanted to do my part in helping all of you who have these kinds of issues in your life make some sense out of them and try to find some solutions to your own situations. So I want to remind you that I'm giving away a cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free, to the fifth person who either calls or sends us a message on instant messaging. And so here's the phone number to contact us, 800-930-2819, or send an instant message. And before the break, we were talking about the fact that there's a difference between gluten sensitivity, gluten allergies, and celiac disease. And one of the things that I want to remind you about are some of the kind of more unusual things that might lead. So, you know, if you've had some of these issues and you're not getting them resolved through your, you know, the path of medicine that you've chosen, you may want to look at gluten sensitivity. If you have things like hypertension that doesn't seem to be controllable, diabetes that blood where the blood sugars are not very controllable, seizure disorders, ADD and ADHD, rheumatoid arthritis, elevated cholesterol, autism, and neurological diseases like MS, lupus, ALS, Parkinson's disease, and even colon cancer have all been recently, it's been demonstrated recently that there's a link between those and gluten sensitivity or gluten allergies. And so, you know, these things are just probably the tip of the iceberg. And if you listened to my show a few weeks ago about allergies, you kind of understand why, that these things set up this whole cycle of oxidation, which I was talking about on the Dr. Pat show in the last hour. So it seems like we're kind of coming full circle here. But if any of these things, if you or one of your loved ones have been diagnosed with any of these issues, you may want to take a serious look at the amount of gluten that you have in your diet. As I've mentioned several times, the amount of gluten that we have in our diet is exponentially higher than it was a few years ago because we eat more fast foods. We eat more foods that are quick to prepare. And these generally use something like hydrolyzed wheat proteins or starches, modified wheat starch, those kinds of things. And then pasta, of course, bread, those kinds of things are made strictly out of wheat, muffins, bagels, those kinds of things. And we are a society who kind of has come to use those as a part of our everyday diet. And so because wheat has been hybridized and changed and has so much more gluten content, it's really important to take a look at what you're eating as it's related to these things. Oh, the other one I forgot to mention that is really big is acid reflux or GERD or esophageal reflux or, you know, whichever you've been heard or diagnosed, acid indigestion. These things are really dramatically related to food allergies, and wheat is one of the biggies here. So If you're wondering kind of where to start, as I mentioned right before the break, there are so many great blogs out there. The ones you want to look for that I recommend that are really informational, that give you a lot of information about these different kinds of diseases and how they're related to gluten, is a guy named Dr. Peter Osborne. He's a chiropractor in the Houston area. He has a site called Gluten Free Society, and it's really an amazing informational, scientific site that you can get a lot of information from. Dr. Vincent Pedre in New York City has a nice Facebook presence and a blog where he gives some information. And then, of course, there are lots of food blogs out there that give you recipes. Now, I do, as I mentioned before, I want to caution you that you want to be careful about some of these because they're using quite a lot of things that I consider questionable ingredients, except in the, you know, on an occasion. So you want to cut out the ones that are using that are a lot of baking. It's just, if you've been newly diagnosed, it's just a good idea to cut out all grains altogether. And so you might want to look for things that are using less of the gluten-free flours and making less muffins and cakes and cookies and those kinds of things, and kind of concentrating a little bit more on real food, on vegetables and fruits and meats and things like that. So avoiding grains altogether for a while. Now, if you're a vegetarian and you're gluten-free, you want to really concentrate on making sure that your protein sources are gluten-free and that they are not necessarily soy-based. And if they are soy-based, you want to look at tempeh rather than tofu, because you want to make sure that the soy that you're eating is organic, non-GMO, and fermented. And so tempeh is fermented where tofu is not. So that would be a much better choice for you if you're vegan or vegetarian and you are and you're gluten insensitive or have celiac disease. Now, I do have a little bit of good news for everybody who's on a gluten-free or an allergy-free diet, and that you can find on my website also. Back in November, I think it was November 11th, I posted something on tax breaks, how you can get a tax break with gluten-free foods. And so this is kind of an interesting and fantastic thing that you can actually deduct your food from your taxes. So basically how it goes is that you have to get a doctor's note first. And once you've gotten a doctor's note, then with a written celiac diagnosis or a written food allergy, then you submit that documentation with your other forms, and you have to have really impeccable records. But so you save your receipts and you keep the receipts of all the things that are gluten-free purchases that you buy from grocery stores, from restaurants, bakeries, anywhere else that you buy gluten-free items. And then you have to do a little calculation. So what you're doing is you're going to take the price of a regular food and compare it to what you paid for your gluten-free food. So for instance, if a pound of wheat flour is pretty cheap, you know, just a regular all-purpose store brand wheat flour will cost you somewhere between 75 and 90 cents a pound. But a pound of almond flour costs you about $8.50 a pound. So then you take the $8.50 and subtract what the normal wheat flour would be, which we'll just say 90 cents. I mean, we'll just say 50 cents. And so your $8.50 that you paid for the almond flour, subtract the 50 cents from the wheat flour. Now you have $8. And so for every pound of almond flour that you purchase, you have a tax savings of $8. So products like tapioca starch are completely tax deductible because they have no regular counterpart, but are purchased strictly to meet your dietary needs. So you want to look at those kinds of things. So any kind of gluten-free food that you buy, any gluten-free substitute, so you're looking at almond flour, coconut flour, can look at arrowroot, cornstarch, those kinds of things. I don't actually recommend cornstarch, but you can look at gar gum and xanthan gum and all of those kinds of things and say these are, you know, these are substitutes for, you know, for the wheat gluten. So these are really fantastic. So then once you complete your claim, and I know it's a little late for this year unless you file an extension. So after you fill out your 1040 or your 1040A, you know, 1040, I guess it would be Schedule A for medical deductions, then you have to refer to an IRS publication 502, go through all of that. But all of those will, all of this information is on that blog post. And so if you have any trouble finding it on my site where you can look for keywords, just look for tax deductions, gluten-free tax deductions, and it'll bring that up for you. And again, you know, I think it's great that the, you know, that the world is finally starting to understand that gluten-free living is actually very expensive, as you can see from that example. So if you're paying even as much as a dollar a pound for organic wheat flour, and you're paying $8.50 for almond flour or coconut flour, then you see that there's clearly a significant difference in the impact of your budget. So this is one of the ways that it can help you, but you do have to have that doctor's note. So the way to do that is to visit that website, to go back to that that posting that I gave you about Dr. Osborne's site, or you can refer to my own blog page, and you'll be able to find the links to how you can get better testing. I posted it on January 1st of this year. And once you get that testing done and you have that diagnosis, you can then, you know, start saving away. Might as well, right? So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about gluten sensitivity. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll take more of your questions or calls. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy-free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about gluten and all of the crazy-making things it can do, including make you feel a little crazy and all the other things. So I want to thank you for rejoining me. And remember, I'm right here to answer your questions or to take your questions via the instant feedback. And while we were on break, I got a question. And the question is, why is it that gluten-free products taste so bad? Well, that's actually kind of a good question. So, and I used to think this too, because I started this gluten-free quest back in the early 90s when there really wasn't much available out on the market. And so over time, you know, as the 90s moved along, a few more companies started popping up, and oh my gosh, the stuff was bad. I often wondered if it would have been better to eat the packaging than the actual thing that was in the package. It was so bad. Tasted a little bit like styrofoam or cardboard. But this is why. So I've kind of alluded to this, but I'll kind of give you the real reason. So gluten is very elastic, as I mentioned before. And so it creates a scaffolding that makes things rise. So in this framework that it has, the water in the product will actually, when heated to 180 degrees, will actually begin to expand and create steam, and this air will lift something up and make it nice and fluffy. So when you don't have gluten, when it's gluten-free, you don't have that same kind of scaffolding. So it's taken a long time for people to figure out the substitutions, the things they have to put together to create something that will have that protein structure. So for me, I prefer, rather than using, you know, all the heavy potato starch, tapioca starch, you know, those kinds of things, instead of relying as much on those, I often will look for more ways to add a little more protein to something that I'm cooking or baking to create that substitute for the protein in the gluten. It's not as elastic, and so things like xanthan gum and gar gum are really helpful. But that's why things can taste so bad, is because until you get the groove of what you can use for substitutions, bean flours, lentil flours, a coconut flour, almond flour, those kinds of things are really quite helpful. And if you look on my blog, and you'll find it at omgallergyfree.com or in my cookbook, OMG That's Allergy Free, you'll find some substitutions for flours, different kinds of flour that are actually considerably more healthy and will kind of bridge that nutritional gap. So if you're wanting to make something special, you actually have a flour that will help you. Things like flax seeds have a gel that will kind of help in keeping things stuck together, the kind of like the glue in gluten. And so I do want to remind you kind of the list of things that a gluten intolerance or a gluten allergy can, you know, some of the diseases or illnesses that have been associated with gluten, things like high blood pressure, seizure disorders, ADD and ADHD, rheumatoid arthritis, elevated cholesterol, especially elevated LDL or the bad cholesterol, autism, and neurological diseases like MS, lupus, ALS, and Parkinson's disease, as well as colon cancer and a few other things can be directly associated to your sensitivity to gluten, as well as bipolar disorder. There are more studies going on, but the way they discovered it is kind of backwards through the back door. They discovered that people with celiac disease had a higher incidence of bipolar disorder. And so this is where, you know, I kind of got the title of my show today is Wheat Driving You Crazy, because wheat actually is associated with depression in people without bipolar disorder, but in bipolar disorder, it can actually aggravate your bipolar disorder, causing more incidence of depression. So, you know, these are kind of serious side effects of eating a high gluten diet. So I do want you to remember, as I mentioned earlier in the show, that if you have a true allergy to gluten or you have celiac disease, it only takes one molecule to start this whole chain reaction in your body. So having a really clean diet is very, very important. You can find really great suggestions out in the blog sphere. There are some people who are not totally gluten intolerant, but they have amazing recipes that have no gluten, and they're clearly marked that way. And so I highly recommend that. I want to invite you, if you need to contact me in between radio shows because you have a question, you can find me any day of the week on Facebook at Simple Health Network. You can find me on my website, which is simplehealthnetwork.com. You can also find me on my blog daily at omgallergyfree.com. Or you can wait until next Wednesday and give me a call or send me a message from instant messaging. And so I do want to make sure that you know that I am always here to help you. Happy to help you through, you know, some of these odd questions. And so the next question I received during the break was, well, what if I am gluten intolerant and have a dairy allergy and an egg allergy? Then what do I do? Well, that's where I kind of shine, because I'm not just a gluten-free website. I'm an allergy. My blog is all about many food allergies, and so is my cookbook. So I want you to know that I am there to help you with all of those kinds of things. So my recipes in my cookbook will contain every kind of allergy substitution and recipes that will help you with how to deal with egg allergies, you know, what are some substitutions, how to deal with different kinds of sugar sensitivities, how to deal with the wheat or gluten sensitivities. So there's all kinds of options. And my book contains no cow's milk. It contains no regular sugar. It contains no regular wheat. It contains, nothing but super delicious gourmet style, but easy to make, beautiful food that will actually heal your body And that's really what I think is important, is that the food that we eat not only keep us away from the things that we're allergic to, but elevate our health in our mind and our body and our spirit. So I do want to thank you so much for joining me today on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a great time chatting with you. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time, where you can always find out more about simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier, and gluten-free week. I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.